So let's review. Amar Shmuel, Haiman de Isve Alpha Zuzi Lechavre, Umashkin Le Kata de Maglo, Ovid Kata de Maglo, Ovid Alpha Zuzi. Shmuel says if a person loaned 1,000 Zuz, and the Leva gave him a handle of a sickle as a Mashkin. If the Malva loses it, he forfeits the entire loan, even though the Mashkin was worth a lot less than the loan, because as Rashi explains, the Sav of a couple. The Malva intended for the Mashkin to be a temporary payment for the entire loan, and since he did not return it, he cannot collect the loan. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes regarding this halacha. Shmuel holds, Chadukata, Avotarti Ketati Loi. Only if the Mashkin was one item, does the Malva forfeit the entire loan amount because Sav of a couple. But if the Mashkin was two items and the Malva lost one, he forfeits only the value of the Mashkin, but he collects the remainder of the loan because, as Rashi explains, Tarvayu Kablin Nubuchada b'mashkoinai, v'kivin mahadili miktas mashkoinai, b'may dechasim inay pater nafshe b'tashlumi shavye. Both items were one Mashkin for the entire loan, and since he returned a portion of the Mashkin, he can collect the entire loan minus the value of the lost item. While Rav Nachman holds, Afilatarti katati, avad chada, avad chamishmeya, avad idach, avad kuli. Even if the Mashkin was two items and the Malva lost one, he forfeits half the loan, 500 zuz. And if he lost both, he forfeits the entire loan, even though the Mashkin was worth much less, because mistama kablinu chada bepalga v'chada bepalga, v'yavet chada avet palga. Each item was a Mashkin for half the loan. However, avokata v'nas chalai, if the Mashkin was a handle and a piece of silver, and the Malva lost the silver, he forfeits only the value of the Mashkin, but he collects the remainder of the loan, because kimin amidi dechazit leperayinu lekabla leo elabedimei shavir. Since silver can be accepted for payment, we assume that the Malva accepted the silver only for its value, but not for half the loan. While the Nardai hold, Afilikata v'nascha avid palga, avid kata avid kule. Even if the Mashkin was a handle and a piece of silver, and the Malva lost one, he forfeits half, and if he lost both, he forfeits the entire loan, because even here we say, Kablinu chada b'palga b'chada b'palga. The Gemara questions Shmuel's halacha of Sav v'kabel from our Mishnah's second case. Tanan, Selah, Visicha, Love, Shekel, Hoyeshava, Valo, Emer, Loki, Ella, Selah, Hilvisani, Love, Vishloisha, Dinar, and Hoyeshava, Chayef. The Malva claims that the loan was for a Selah, 4 dinar, and since the Mashkin is only worth a shekel, 2 dinar, you still owe me 2 dinar, while the Leiva responds that the Mashkin is worth 3 dinar, and I only owe you 1 dinar, Chayef, the Leiva is obligated to make a Shavu because he was made to be Mixus. The Gemara asks, Leimele, Hokabilse. According to Shmuel, the Leiva ought to be potter from both payment and Shvu, because since the Malva accepted the Mashkin as a payment and he lost it, he forfeits the entire loan. The Gemara explains, Masnitin b'deparish. The Mishnah refers to a case in which the Malva stipulated that he accepts responsibility only for the Bekadin's value, but not for the entire loan. Therefore, the Leiva is liable for the remainder of the loan. While Shmuel, but the Leiva parish, Shmuel refers to a case in which the Malva did not stipulate so. Therefore, we assume that Sav of a couple. The Gemara now seeks to say that Shmuel's halacha of Sav v'kabel is actually machlikis in the following brisa. Hamaves chaver ala mashkin v'aved mashkin. If a person loaned someone money, took a mashkin, and the mashkin was lost. Reb Eliezer says, Yishava v'yitl ma'izav. The Malva is not liable, and he swears to the Leiva that the mashkin was indeed lost, and he was not negligent, and they can still collect a complete loan. Or Reb Akiva says, Yochel leim leklum hevisane el ala mashkin, aved mashkin abdu ma'isacha. The Malva is liable, and he forfeits the loan in lieu of the mashkin. The Gemara initially says, "B'delei shavi mashkin shir zuzi u'b'deshmul kamiflagi." The Machlekes refers to a mashkin that was worth less than the loan amount, and they disagree in Shmuel's halacha. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the Malva is not liable for the mashkin less than deshmul, because a mashkin that is worth less than the loan cannot be considered a temporary payment. Rabbi Kiva, who holds the Malva is liable for the mashkin isle deshmul, because a mashkin that is worth less than the loan can be considered a temporary payment. However, b'deshavi mashkin shir zuzi. If the mashkin was equal to the loan amount, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the Malva is liable for the mashkin because in this case, vadi legevayne shaklino. The Malva certainly intended for the mashkin to be a payment. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps, but delo yishavi kule ameles lo dishmol. If the mashkin was worth less than the loan amount, all agree that the mashkin cannot be considered a temporary payment for the entire loan. And according to Rabbi Kiva, ein amafsid el keneged mashkin. The Malva forfeits only a portion of the loan equivalent to the value of the mashkin, but it can collect the rest. However, Machlekes refers to a mashkin that was worth the amount of the loan, and the Gemara offers three other approaches to the Machlekes. They disagree in Reb Yitzchak's halacha of Minayil Bachayv Shekoin Mashkin. The Malva acquires the mashkin to be liable even for Einzin, because the Pasuk states regarding a Malva who returns the mashkin during the term of the loan, Ulachati Yitzadaka. The Malva has performed a righteous act. Now, Im Ein Kain Mashkin Tzedaka Minayin Lai. If the Mashkin does not belong to the Malva, why is it considered tzedakah? It must be because Mikal Bachayv Shekoin Mashkin. Now, the Machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Yezer lesley de Rav Yitzchak. The Malva does not acquire the Mashkin, and therefore he's not liable. While Rabbi Kiva isley de Rav Yitzchak. The Malva does acquire the Mashkin, and therefore he is liable. Or Mishkanei shalei b'shas halva'asei kula alma isley de Rav Yitzchak. If the Malva took the Mashkin after he gave the loan, all agree that the Malva does acquire the Mashkin because the above pasuk refers to a Mashkin that the Shliach Bezin took after the loan was due, and which the Malva acquires the Mashkin because Vade Ligavain is Shaklei. However, V'hocha b'mishkin b'shas halva'asai u'b'shem aved kamiflaki. The Machlekes refers to where the Malva took the Mashkin at the time of the loan, which he does not acquire because Lav Ligavain is Shaklei. However, they disagree in the Machlekes Rabbi Rav Yisef regarding Shem Aved. One who found a lost item, what is his status while guarding it until he returns it? Rav Yisef says, Shem Aved k'shem asachar. He's considered a paid guardian who is liable if the Aved was lost or stolen. Of course, as the Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama explains, while guarding the item, he's occupied with the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aved, and he would be exempt from giving a poor man tzedakah based on how Eisik B'mitzvah part of the mitzvah. And this pruta that he saves is considered a significant gain to render him a Shem Asachar. While Rabbi says, Shem Aved k'shem mechinam, he's merely an unpaid guardian who is not liable if the Aved was lost or stolen, because my hana, kamatilei, his being exempt from giving the pruta is not considered a significant gain. Now, the machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Yezer lesley d'Rav Yisef, therefore he's a Shem Mechinam and not liable. Rabbi Kiva isley d'Rav Yisef, therefore he's a Shem Asachar and liable. Or, Shem Aved d'kul amma isley d'Rav Yisef. Regarding a Shem Aved, all agree that the finder does become a Shem Asachar. And the machlekes is only regarding b'malva tzarech l'mashkin, a malva who uses the mashkin and deducts it from the loan. Does he fulfill the mitzvah of es kesef of tava loaning money to one who needs it or not? Rabbi Eliezer holds lav mitzvah kavod, shalana osim is kavod. He does not fulfill the mitzvah because his intentions are merely for his own benefit to have the use of the mashkin. Therefore, he does not gain the prudat of Rabbi Yisef, and he's only eishar mechinim and is not liable. Rabbi Kiva holds mitzvah kavod, kiven depeiches v'haylich. He does fulfill a mitzvah because since he must deduct the value of his use from the loan, this is not considered a benefit. Therefore, he does gain the pruta of Rav Yisef, and he is a Shem Asachar, and he is liable. Hanulach Perek Shavuos Hadayanu, Baruch Hashem completed the sixth perek of Masechta Shavuos, and we will begin the seventh perek, Kol Neshmoim, with the next daf, Be'ezus Hashem.